Myself, Neeraj Shukla. I'm working as a guest faculty in SOS Computer Science and Applications. Today I'm going to take an audio lectures on the topic JDBC. So here we discussed about what are the type of drivers available in JDBCs through which we can establish a connection. So all the student of MCA fourth semester, please go through this lecture and note all the important points that can help you in further studies. Okay, so now we start our lecture of which comes under the topic of JDBC. So what do you mean by JDBC? JDBC stands for Java Database Connectivity. It is a standard abstraction between Java application and database, where we persist our data in database side. And in Java application, what we done, we execute our data. Okay, so this is what JDBC means. So in the JDBC, first we have to understand what actually JDBC consists of. So it mainly consists of two things. First one is Java JDBC API, and second one is Java driver. So if we talked about JDBC API, this referred to a set of classes, interfaces, methods under which we have two packages. So first package is java.sql and another package is javax.sql. These are the two packages where by using these two packages we can enjoy our custom coding, like custom programming, by importing these two packages. Another term which we previously discussed is driver, which also comes a package like java.sql.driver. Basically, driver is an interface through which we can, by implementing this interface, we can write our coding. So as we know that Java is open source, so it means it allow or third party vendor that they can write their own coding by implementing this pre-given APIs. So if we go further in detail of drivers, so first we have to know that what are the drivers, and second one is how many drivers are available in Java programming language. So if we talked about how many drivers are available in Java programming language, so we have suppose some 220 plus driver registered with Oracle Corporation. Previously it's named as Sun Microsystems. That has the owner companies that are introduced as a Java. So Java is introduced by Sun Microsystem. Now it's taken over by Oracle. So don't confuse with the term of Sun Microsystem and Oracle. Sun Microsystem is the base company which introduced Java as a programming language. Later on, it's taken over by Oracle. So now we go further. So we did previously discussed Java as open source. So it's gives the privilege to other parties, like other third vendor parties, that they can implement this driver. Driver is a core term API which is implemented by third party vendors. So these different type of implementers, which is done by different type of third party vendors, so these are categorized in mainly four category, which we known as type 1, type 2, type 3, and type 4. So now we go now we discuss in detail in each this type of driver. So first we go for type 1 driver architecture. What is this type 1 driver architecture? Type 1, if we go for if we discussed about type 1 driver architecture, the type 1 type 1 driver architecture is mainly focused on application side programmer. So advantage of this architecture is this architecture is the architecture we can say this architecture is given by the Sun Microsystems as a reference implementation. This architecture enjoy how the advantage which are availed by ODBC. ODBC is previously available database like Oracle Database Connectivity. It comes before the JDBC. And if we talked about the disadvantages of this architecture, so that is all the advantage which we belongs to ODBC pattern that we have to follow in this term also. This architecture is recommended to use only in development mode but not in production mode. Okay, so and we talked about the example of this database is sun.jdbc.odbc.jdbc.odbc driver. This is the this driver comes under the type 1 category. Okay, so now we go the another type is type 2 driver architecture. So if we talked about the advantage of this architecture is here the number of conversions are less. So obviously if the number of conversions are less, so processing time is also reduced. So this is the first benefit by using this type of driver. And second advantage, if we go talk about second another advantage of this driver is database specific native library. So Java application can enjoy all the services provided by database vendor. And if we talking disadvantages of you using this driver is as we know this driver make the use of database specific library. So if the native library are not 100% bug free, it's sure that it crashes our JVM. So generic name of this driver architecture can be called as fat driver or thick driver or portly Java or partially native driver. And if we talked about uses of this driver, where we have to recommended use, so this driver are recommended when we developed server side applications. Okay, so example of following architecture are Oracle OCI driver provided by Oracle Corporations, and another is WebLogic OCI driver provided by BEA Systems. So this is the type 2 driver. And if we discuss another type, which is type 3 driver architecture, so in the above architecture, JDBC calls is converted into database independent or middleware server specific calls. This driver architecture is more secured as compared to type 1 or type 2. So driver following this architecture are used for distributed communication. As we previously discussed, in type 1 we preferred a database specific vendor, in type 2 database specific vendor. Here we have an advantage of distributed communication. So example of this driver are RMI driver, pool driver, JTA driver and IDS drivers. These are the examples of category type 3 driver architecture. This driver is recommended. The following architecture can be used developing client-side application. As we know, type 2 is recommended to server-side. So type 3 is recommended for client-side application as well as server-side also, but it's provided as client-side. Okay, so next category comes is type 4 driver. Here, what we've done here is JDBC call is converted into database specific network call. So generic, if we talked about the generic name of type 4 driver, it is a thin driver. We can generally we call type 4 driver as a thin driver. Okay, so when the usage comes of these drivers are used in developing client-side applications, as the result we don't have any disadvantage of these drivers. Okay, so okay students, here we discussed about the category of drivers. So we can say in JDBC we have mainly two terms. One first one is Java API and second one Java driver. So API that gives two packages like java.sql and another is Java x.sql. And drivers, talked about drivers, we have four type of category like type 1, type 2, type 3, type 4. These have their own advantages and disadvantages, and different conditions recommended different type of category we can use in different mode. So each have their own advantages and their own disadvantages. Okay, thank you students. So here we done our this lecture about JDBC. In next lecture, we'll discuss another topic. Okay, thank you.